This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Do you like that?
Not one, but two Ron Burgundy drops. I absolutely love it. If you had gotten a San Diego worked in there or something like that, I'd have been even more for it. But yeah, I'm all for it. Love it.
Great. That's Dan Day, by the way. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And I know that we have some big news. I got alerts all over my phone.
It's gigantic news.
Okay,
so
tell us.
Derek Stingley Jr. is a rising senior at the Dunham School in Baton Rouge.
Right.
He's a cornerback, and he happens to be the number one rated cornerback in the country for 2019. Rivals rates him as the number one overall prospect in the entire country for this signing class. And today, this afternoon, Derek Stingley announced his commitment to LSU. It's final.
Yay.
He is signing in December, early enrollee, all that stuff. So this is one of those ones that is, it's ironclad. It's not going to change. And it's monumental, Michelle, for so many reasons. Number one, on the field, you know, LSU didn't sign a cornerback in the last recruiting class. And you know Terrence Alexander, the grad transfer, is going to be leaving to graduation. Greedy Williams is likely going early to the NFL. So what a major, major need at corner, and you get the best one in the country. Number two, they always talk about the fence in recruiting, putting a fence around Louisiana, keeping the best players at home. You got to do that with so many guys getting out and going to Alabama or going to Texas or Texas A&M. Keeping the best players in state at LSU is massive. And then, look, perception. Let's just be real. The way LSU finished last season, a couple of ugly losses, all the nonsense that happened with Matt Canada and the turnover at offensive coordinator. They had the lowest rated recruiting class in almost 15 years. Like, the perception around the program, Michelle, hasn't been great since the end of last season. Something like this is one of those things. It can jumpstart a recruiting class. It'll fill needs for you. It'll bolster your roster, not with the trickle-down effect of people that want to come play with Stingley. It's just all for every reason imaginable, this is just massive for LSU football, for Ed Ogeron, Dave Aranda, Corey Raymond, all those guys. Just it's just such a huge day. Am I overstating it enough?
No, like,
you know what
a huge LSU fan I am.
I'm not one that pumps up recruiting so much. Look, guys that are five stars sometimes don't pan out. A guy like Tyrann Mathieu, who's a two star, becomes a Heisman finalist. Those happen. But when guys like Derek Stingley are compared to Patrick Peterson physically, you have as close a thing to a can't-miss prospect as you can have, and you got him from your own backyard, which you absolutely had to do. So tip of the cap to Ed Ogeron, Corey Raymond, getting Derek Stingley in the fold.
And that's certainly some news that we like to hear on the flagship for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1. We thank Matt for giving us a moment of his time during Southern Rock. Eagle 98.1 is the Rock Station.